This is Amelia Phillips, and I'm going to be reading my poem. You should write a poem about that, they say. You should write a poem about that, they say. No, I shouldn't. I'm ill-equipped to crack a Korbel bottle on the butt end of every sinking ship. No, I don't need to torture and rack that amoebic memory of the time I lost my virginity, which I don't remember too clearly anyway. Or that day I got caught picking my nose in the first grade, its trailing flower girls peddling, shame, shame. I don't want to track how many steps it takes me to reach Chimney Rock, or bookmark every page in my browser history. Believe me, some secrets want to leap from the Golden Gate and heave into the turbid bay. Its anonymous blue cresting into angels' brief, shorn wings. I don't keep a good record of all my losses, for casualties, remember, are the dead and the injured. No, there's really no place for my favorite word, landfill, or my old dog who used to roll on dead animals. A man once told me I'm cold for a woman. Another said I don't deserve. No, I couldn't solve the paradox. How many griefs would I have to remove from my heap of griefs until it no longer crushes me? At a rainy spring graduation, the commencement speaker says, I can't wait to upload my consciousness to the internet. I'm uneasy with anything that stinks of the singularity, of my heartbeat becoming prosody. Sometimes I think my doing is more like don'ting. Moving always on the great American script of interchanges and exits. No, I don't wish to make more of the mouthful of my mother's cigarettes I gulped from a Diet Right can, the dog with no hair she kept in the spare room. My poet's coat of arms is a cowbird on a skittish lamb. No, thank you. I think I'll just lie down and shut the blinds. Please bring me a sip of water. My mouth's dry, and yet you'd ask me to magnify the sun to fire.